On Friday, we'll get the latest job numbers for the month of September, but that breakdown of who's working and who's not in America, I can't imagine that many labor statisticians are thinking too much about the mermaid economy.
My name is...
That's a real thing. According to Fast Company magazine, there are about 1,000 people working as full-time mermaids and mermen in the United States. Linda Walbort is one of them, and she spoke with Takeaway producer Berkeley Wilson.
I am without my tail. I'm about 5'4". I'm pretty tiny, but I have long blonde wavy hair and green blue ocean colored eyes and a big smile. So I have a tail that is a beautiful, very realistic silicone prosthetic tail made by special effects artists in Hollywood. So the tail was designed to look, move, and just completely imitate that look of a real fish or a mermaid.
And how many times do you have to correct kids that mermaids are supposed to have red hair?
You know, a lot of children ask me, do you know Ariel? Is Ariel your sister? And I often tell them that she's a very dear friend of mine, but no, we are not related.
Berkeley wanted to know how Lyndon manages to get around the ocean, especially since pollution's become such a major problem.
I believe since my ancestors were swimming through the seven seas, there has been a lot of stress on our oceans. We've experienced not only a change in the amount of noise underwater, just noise pollution from human interaction with our oceans through cargo ships and sonar pings and all kinds of other noise disturbances that hurt the echolocation and sound utilization that different animals, marine mammals use. But also we have the stresses of different pollution. We have plastic pollutions. We have the Pacific gyre, which is a huge area that is full of plastic. So mermaids and mermen are swimming through a lot more plastic than they used to. We see a big change in the coral reef health around the world. I work with an organization called Reef Check Worldwide that monitors the health of reefs all around the world. And we're seeing a huge shift for the negative, unfortunately, in the health of our reefs, rocky reefs and coral reefs worldwide.
What's the strangest thing you've seen while swimming?
I've seen so many things. It's hard to say. I think the most unusual thing that I have ever experienced was off the coast of Puerto Rico. There is an island called Vieques, and I was able to swim in a bay of bioluminescence. So to see creatures underwater at night in complete darkness, but I could see their outlines glowing in this bioluminescent glow of the ocean, which is these little tiny organisms called dinoflagellates that glow at nighttime, was probably the strangest yet most beautiful and magical and enchanting thing I've seen.
Now, Lyndon knows that mermaid life isn't for everyone, but for her, it's been a dream come true.
I believe that everybody should follow their heart and their dream in whatever they want to do. And if that involves wearing a magical, mythical mermaid tail and swimming through the water, whether that's a swimming pool, a puddle, a fountain, or an ocean, to live and experience your fantasy and share that with the world in your own special way, I say go for it. It's an incredible way to live life. It's a magical way to experience the world. And there's nothing more magical than looking around, and no matter who you look at, a smile takes over their face when you make eye contact with them. And that is the wonder of being a mermaid.
And what about benefits? Do you have a 401k? Is there a health benefits? What's the pay like?
It's an interesting thing. Being a mermaid professionally has been a very interesting path for which there was no business model. So I started off doing this 10 years ago, creating a business from which there was nothing to model after. I truly had to create it, build it, dream it, paint it, sew it, wear many, many different hats in order to make this happen. So it has been challenging, to say the least. I have finally come to a place where I feel very content in what I'm doing. I know there's nothing else I could ever do. And it does pay me some nice sand dollars, and I'm very happy about that.
That's professional mermaid Lyndon Walbort speaking with our own Berkeley Wilson.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.